Hello and you're very welcome to Irish Protector, me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we speak to Keith Fahey of Country Life about the Buillia Bo Ballylochan pilot project. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number, that's 086-3833-553, phone 0917700077. Email irishprotect@goabfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Amman, go on to irishprotect.ie, where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on Ars to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Did I say I'm joined on Irish Protect now by our very own Keith Fahey of Country Life? Keith, good morning.
Good morning, John. And how are you keeping? And congrats on the new role. We're all absolutely delighted for you and the best of luck with it.
Well, thanks indeed, Keith. Keith, we're talking today about the Buillia Bo Ballylochan pilot project. First of all, explain to me, what is Buillia Bo?
So Buillia Bo, I suppose, is a new initiative set up by the Galway City Council there, and Paula has done fantastic work there. Paula Carney works as the Galway City Biodiversity Officer, so she works in along with that and has put an awful lot of work into this. But I suppose to get back to it, John, Buillia Bo, so Buillia actually means means cattle enclosure, so nearly like a gathering or a cattle enclosure. A gathering of cattle, and Bo obviously then is cow. So Buillia Bo Ballylochan is a new initiative there, and so as I said there, Paul has put an awful lot of work into it. So they've brought cows back into Ballylochan. I suppose anyone that walks around Ballylochan on a regular basis knows that there's a few lovely green fields there, and they fenced off an area there where the walkway there beside Lee Mellow's pitch. And they've brought in Irish Dexters there. So the Dexters is one of a few Irish native breeds, John. So I suppose there's a number of native breeds. There's the Galway sheep would be the only Galway native Irish sheep breed. Then we have the likes of the Connemara ponies, obviously a massive one around this part of the world. We have your Irish drafts for the horses, and then we have your wild Irish goat. There's an Irish mild breed of cattle. There's the Dexters as well, and there's also the Drummond. But the Dexters, to get back to it, I suppose, originated in Tipperary there by a man called Dexter, Lord Dexter, and he brought them in. So they're a small type of an animal, I suppose, John.
And what's the actual point of this project on the Ballylochan beach? I know it's all going to be kicking off over the winter months. What are you hoping to achieve or see develop here?
So I suppose it's a conservation and biodiversity project, John. So what they plan on doing, it's somewhat similar, I suppose, you'd compare it to the likes of the Burren. So it's nearly almost like the opposite of, we'd say, commercially farmed land, whereby, you know, you get your cattle out in March or maybe February, depending on weather conditions. I know conditions are brutal at the moment. But we'd say, you know, they're getting, they're grazing during the winter months. So they're allowing the flowers to go to seed. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of, a lot of the nice types of flowers and vegetation there, the different types of older variety grasses there, and pollinators such as bees and hoverflies and butterflies and that, and supplying insects there for the likes of your frogs and your hedgehogs as well, John. So it's to promote the flowering of the native and older types of grasses so that they flower in May. So you might be familiar with the No Mow May. So the cattle will be removed there late April or early May there, and the grasses will be allowed to go to seed there, and the grasses will grow over the summer months, and then the cattle will come in then towards the end of the summer there or early winter, and they'll be grazed. So that'll remove the thatch there, so it'll allow kind of sunlight and that to get into the grass plant so that it can grow a bit better. I suppose if you don't grow, if you don't graze or you don't top or you don't cut grasses, it will form a kind of a thatch, and it will, it'll reduce the amount of light that's available for the plants in relation to your chlorophyll and your photosynthesis and that, John.
And why this location?
Well, I suppose it's a location where they had, the council had about five, there's about 5 acres there roughly. It's in two separate plots there. So the grasses there have been grown. It's right beside the sea there. Actually, you can kind of see where the seaweed comes in and almost organically fertilizes the land itself as well. So they had a land available there. They fenced it off, and it's also an educational basis as well, John. So they've brought in hundreds of kids there as well from all the local schools in Renmore and Galway City and surrounding areas as well. We've been out there a couple of times since as well, talking to them when we met Radio na Gaeltachta there last week as well. So the Gaelscoileann. So it's great for the younger kids. They all got to name the Dexters as well. So John, that was a bit of a fun project for the schools there. They all got to name one of the Dexters each. So it's creating a great buzz around as well. And you know, we were in there, and a lot of the kids maybe in around the cities mightn't have ever stood on a farm or even seen cattle up close. So we're delighted to see how much interest they have as well, and they have some brilliant questions there as well. And they were on RT News as well. There was a school on there, and Paula indeed was there as well. So there's a great old buzz around, and you know, they're learning a lot about cows. They're learning where their milk comes from, where meat comes from, and they're also learning, I suppose, a bit about the Irish native breeds. You know, we have an awful lot of Limousines and Charolais and Herefords and Albrechts, Frisians, and a lot of other European countries there. France would probably be one of the, you know, the main suckler bred country in terms of breeds. If we look at our Charolais, our Limousines, Albrechts, Blonde Aquitaines, the four of those would be, you know, make up a large proportion of the suckler herd. So it's nice to maybe put the native breeds on the map as well, and explain to students in that where the native breeds came from. And I suppose the Dexters are a very small breed, John, and years ago they would have been seen as a kind of a dual purpose breed. They were they're a small animal, so I suppose compared to the likes of your suckler cows there that might weigh in the region of 600 to 700 kilos, the Dexters at their mature weight for cows are probably only about 360 kilos. So they're quite a small cow. So they won't do as much damage to the land. They don't poach the ground. They can graze maybe wetter type areas as well.
I think it's good as well, because farmers have a huge part to play in the whole biodiversity and conservation world. We often hear farmers bearing the brunt of a lot of blame for climate change, but this is a very positive move for the farming community.
Exactly, yeah. And look, you know, while we all want to reduce our national emissions there, especially by the 2030 roadmap there, you know, this can be done in a number of different ways by farmers. And we see an awful lot of farmers there using the likes of your low emission slurry spreading techniques there to reduce the amount of nitrous oxide that goes up into the atmosphere. We have farmers using protected urea there. So there's a special type of urease inhibitor on fertilizer there that reduces the amount of nitrates that that go up into the atmosphere. So farmers have a big responsibility, and are working, you know, daily there to try and reduce emissions. We see there that, you know, Chagas has done a lot of work there on reducing age at slaughter as well. So obviously the younger the animal can be sent to the factory, the less days it is on farms. So obviously the lower emissions it'll have there. So the likes of that, your soil sampling is another one as well. So that making sure that, you know, lime farm our soils are limed, so that you get your, you know, your ideal pH of maybe 5.5 for peaty soils, or maybe 6.3 there for your clay or loam type soils, and that, you know, you're spreading your P's and your K's, so your phosphoruses and your potassiums, in relation to your soil results. So, you know, it's become very scientific there as well. So, and look, we're looking at the likes of these Dexters. They're playing a great role in the likes of the biodiversity here, so that, you know, that our native grasses were providing insects for the different types of little, let's say, hedgehogs, insects, and that as well. And, you know, it's a lovely nature walkway there as well for people to go in. And anytime I've gone in to check them there, you know, regularly, there's always people looking at them and reading about them. They have a stand there as well as you walk in on the Bouley Bow, explaining the Dexter breed, would say, John, and the initiative itself. So it's great to see. And when I go in to feed them with the nuts, they come running over. And I think a lot of people are, you know, overjoyed to see that.
Definitely. Well, Keith Fahey of Country Life, thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thanks very much, John.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mann with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.